podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is the post-match show after Liverpool start their Super League season with a 2-1 win. Absolutely incredible. I'm struggling to comprehend what I've just seen, to be honest with you. I was not expecting a Liverpool victory today. Certainly not. We were 1-0 down after a minute. But, yeah, we're all here. We've got Nadia, we've got Josh Sexton, we've got Andy Bell, we've got Philippa, we've got Michael here who's filming the start. We've got Harriet producer now on. Hopefully the girls from Redman will come in. Emma Sanders, you'll hear her when she comes in. And
Harriet's ordering a rum at the bar, that's what you're
Well, hearing. That's it. But it's just an unbelievable performance and what a start and what a statement. Oh. We are not just here to make up the numbers. Absolutely amazing.
I'm absolutely buzzing. When I spoke to them, the team last week, and they were all saying, we just want to make sure we're in every game. And that was their key thing. We don't need to win every game. We just want to make sure that we're fighting to the end in every single one. And I think you just saw that exactly in that game today. Like, when we went down, like you said, when that penalty, if we conceded that, I was thinking, oh God, this could go badly wrong. But the fight they showed throughout every single minute of those 90 up until right at the very end. Katie Stengel, I actually didn't think she was in the game that much until that penalty, and then how she just went on from there, it was unreal. The atmosphere in the ground was great. I'm just absolutely buzzing for them. You can see how much it meant to Batbeard, how much it meant to every one of those players, because it's been such a project. They've worked so hard right back 2 seasons ago when they were thinking about getting back to the WSL. Took another season longer than they'd have liked, and now they wanted to really consolidate their position. But guess what? They come. They've got the champions at Prenton Park, and they go and they take 3 points off them.
Yeah, just to stick with you, Harriet, you know, you mentioned the sticking in the game, and I thought that was what it was all about, really. For me, it was like, you know, when they went 1-0, all power set off, fear in the worst, really. And, but, you know, after a while, I was like, well, I got to do that. We're still 1-0, half an hour. They got to half-time, and I thought, Chelsea haven't actually hurt us that much here. And if we can just, you know, maybe use our subs well and throw something a little bit, literally throw something a little bit different at them with Campbell's.
The long throws, yeah. Unreal, I love it.
Yeah, and they didn't really know how to react, really. They were suddenly like, hang on, we thought we were in one for an easy afternoon, and it's not happened at all.
Yeah, those 5 minutes before half-time, I was thinking, we just need to get in now at 1-0. If we can get in at 1-0 at half-time, and Matt Beer can sort of tell them where Chelsea are finding space and how they're getting in behind, I thought we'd be fine. And we came out straight in that second half and just looked like we were really up for it. It was like we weren't going even just to get a point. We were going for the 3 points, and you saw that straight away with the fight that they showed. The substitutions they made were really clever, because I felt like the midfield area, we lacked a little bit of control in that first half in particular, and in the second half we just were really, really dominant, and that five at the back worked well. It just didn't give Chelsea any room. And like I said, they've won the WSL, I think, 3 times in a row. They've not lost in 2022. So coming into this game, I was absolutely petrified, and not a single one of those players was scared, not one bit. And that really showed in their performance.
Philippa, you've been following this side for a long time. You're involved in the supporters club and everything. Just sum up like what they've managed to achieve today.
I mean, I don't think I can put it any clearer other than saying I was going into that game thinking, don't get battered. You know, like you say, you know, if you get to 60, you know, you're 1-0 down, you're thinking, we're still in this game. And, you know, Chelsea, you know, they're almost like the super team of the WSL. You know, they've got internationals throughout their side. You know, they've been dominating this league for years now. And for us to be able to go into that game and really limit the number of chances that they had, and I think that's what surprised more than anything. I mean, we know last season we had the best defensive record in the Championship, but it's a whole other ball game coming into the WSL, and for us to just limit them so much. And I can't remember, apart from, you know, the goal that they got, the penalty, and then you know, maybe one or two other opportunities, I don't really remember them creating all that much, despite them having the majority of the ball for the whole game. And I think that speaks wonder of the heart and the passion within that team. And I think that's something that built up throughout last season, you know, just the togetherness of this side. You know, it leads to that, that they have this belief that when Campbell comes on and, you know, you get a throw in that's not that far past the halfway line, let's be honest.
She can't throw, exactly.
By the way, people like, coming down for the first time seeing her throw ins, like, you've got to be 10 people around you getting the reaction for the first time, and I just sit and watch them. Like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've always got a chance when she's on the pitch. And, you know, Stengel, I, like you, Harriet, I thought she was a bit quiet up until the penalty, basically. And then she
Stengel,
just...
isn't it, when you're not on your own up front, you know, the other team have got the lion's share of possession. I thought she did great with what she had, you know, the hold-up play, and she just kept battling, and she was up against big, big defenders and international defenders, like you say. It was really hard for her, but she kept going.
Yeah, and I think that's... that's kind of like what I'm saying about the whole side. Not one of them caved in. You know, when we was in the WSL last time, you know, there were times where players, you know, they kind of gave up. It was kind of like, we know we're not going to win this game before they've even gone onto the pitch. And there was none of that today. Even when they have that disastrous first couple of minutes where they give away the penalty, there was no caving in. And I'm just so proud of them. I really am.
Yeah, pride's the word, Andy. You know, it's... We're obviously, as a group, you know, very invested in this team, and you know, we've seen them, you know, toiling in the second tier, and then last year, you know, the going up, but you know, should have really obviously favourites to come up and not really know what to expect. And like Philippa said first week, I was just hoping they didn't get battered. So for them to, you know, believe in themselves to an extent where they don't know actually we can take, you know, the champions on and beat them is incredible.
Yeah, massively. I completely echo what both of you have said there about being worried about getting battered in this first game, because we know the catalyst that the Euros has had in this country and for women's football. We know that Liverpool's season last season was a massive catalyst for them as well, and we knew that there was probably going to be a good bit more of a crowd there tonight than your average November Wednesday night against, you know, Leicester or whoever it is. So I was just sort of thinking, you know, if you'd have offered me 3-0, I think me and you, Michael, were talking about this beforehand, 3-0, you would have taken, you know, a respectable 3-0 stand in the game, maybe until about 60 minutes or so. And they've just gone out and played at a level that I've never seen from them before. And they've played at a ridiculous level last season, you know, to win the league by sort of 10, 11 points, which, by the way, in a 12-team league, if you sort of extrapolate that out of a 20-team league in the men's game, that's like winning the league by 19, 20 points, really. So that was amazing, but they just went up a different level today, and I couldn't believe it. First half, you know, we were always going to play a little bit better because it's the first game of the season in front of our own supporters. We're going to be up for it. You've got the adrenaline. And then they get the penalty, and I sort of think that could just knock us a little bit. That could be the little break of luck, or they, you know, the bounce of the ball that they need. And Liverpool just threw that narrative out the window. They
scored straight after that with the goalkeeper mistake, and you know, we maybe should have done better. But I thought, well, it's right that they're trying to equalise straight away.
I went for a pie straight after the goal, so I have no idea what you're on about, not gonna lie. But you know, even regardless, Chelsea had the lion's share of possession. They controlled it, but I think as Philippa said, it wasn't a case of they were creating like high XG chances. It was Liverpool kept them at arm's length, picked their moments, and second half they get two chances and they score them. And you know, I mean, Katie Stengel, I've personally not been the biggest fan of over the last 6 months, because I think Leanne Kiernan is a much better striker, but I cannot argue with her performance today. She was sensational. You know, the strength, she looks like she's messed that up for the second goal, doesn't she? The touch she takes, she looks like she's completely messed it up. Gets the body in the way, slots a penalty, sensational.
It was the way they adapted within the game though that really impressed me, because I thought they to start with didn't realise how little time they'd have on the ball, and they were a bit like, okay, what do we do here? We can't play out from the back, we can't really get control in midfield, we're not really able to get any grip on the game. And then slowly but surely they just sort of thought, okay, we've got a bit more room on the right hand side, we'll try that route. Like, they really just looked at all their avenues. They didn't get defeated, because straight away when you're, you know, that transition from championship side to playing at WSL sides, they're going to give you straight away no pressure, no time, the pressure straight away. Like, it's really difficult for them to play against, but they adapted to it so well, to the extent where in the second half they looked like they were playing toe-to-toe with them.
That's a fantastic point though, because I remember, I think it was early, after about 5 minutes, Jazz Matthews just tried to like cut inside, and the girl went, nah, passed off the ball and just went.
It's like they couldn't do things, and she was like, no, I won't do that again.
And she didn't. Exactly. And it was like they're working
learned
it out.
So quickly from the mistakes they made early on, and they were like, okay, we can't do that, we'll try this. And then Missy Doe was flicking it in the second half.
Unbelievable. By the way, they were bloody physical as well today. You know, I think that took Liverpool by surprise for 10, 15 minutes or so. They were a physical side, they weren't letting anything away. I mean, goodness me, Rachel Furniss put her head in the line in that one second half, which she gets pretty much cleaned right out. But I said that to the girl beside me. I'm like, if you think she's not going to go up for this next header, you don't know Rachel Furniss, because that is what she's all about. She's brilliant in the air, she's a brilliant battler. I thought she did really well when she came on, offered a little bit more of a threat as well. But it's difficult for her, you know, she's in her late 30s now. She's playing in a 2 in midfield against one of the best teams in Europe, one of the best teams in England, one of the best teams in the world. You know, it's no matter whether it's 15, 20 minutes or 80, 90 minutes, that's a difficult role to play. She comes on, does it really well, but I have to say, you know, especially given that she got a yellow card very early, Kerry Holland was sensational, absolutely sensational. You know, she knew she can't, I thought the yellow card's really harsh, by the way.
Yeah,
I know she sort of yanks her back, but it's not as if there was a pass on or a shot or it could have led directly to a goal. And given some of the tackles Chelsea were putting in first half, you know, I thought the referee could have been a little bit more firm on them. But I mean, Holland and Kearns just, They didn't get much of the ball, they didn't get many touches, but what they did, they were functional, and ultimately they keep us in the game, and you let your stars do the work as they did in the second half. So perfect performance for me.
Could have done without 7 minutes of stoppage time, Josh, to be honest with you. Thanks for that. Nearly died.
I know what it must feel like to be a Newcastle fan at Anfield the other week. Now when you see the board go up for that, it was unreal, wasn't it? Like the amount of stress that you felt towards the end, because it matters so much, doesn't it? Like this is only my second like Liverpool women's game that I've come to, and like the way that people are invested in it now has changed so much from when I first came. I think the first
There's
game I came to,
in the car park, yeah, like you can't that, get a parking space.
They're genuine. Like you saw today that level and step up of interest in it, and Liverpool, you know, today putting the kind of performance which is going to galvanise even more support for them. You know, when Philippa first came into the pub, I said like that sets us up perfectly for next week for the game at Anfield for the derby. Like if anyone was watching that today and thought
live on Sky,
there's people all around the world who are like tweeting saying that they were watching it in South Africa and sort of far-flung places. So it's the interest it's developing now is like absolutely unbelievable for the women's game, and for Liverpool to be, you know, back at the forefront of that, I guess, you know, whether that's sustained throughout the season or whether this is just a flash in the pan for them to start the season like that is absolutely unbelievable. And Matt Beard and the entire team should have so much confidence off the back of that. We're all sort of picking out individual performers. Rachel Laws for me as well today, I don't think it's been mentioned, but her kick in, the way she held onto the ball every time it came in. Chelsea sort of likes to try and
she didn't stay down for longer. She was doing loads
of the dropping on the ball, which is great to see, but it was clear that Chelsea's way to try and get Sam Kerr into the game was to try and get to the byline, let her run off the last defender. But every single time Rachel Laws was there making sure that the cross was coming straight down her throat. So it an absolutely perfect performance from Liverpool today for a team that's come up from the Championship, who are so used to, you know, dominating games, to have, I think it was like 30% of the possession in the end today, and come through it and beat the, as Harry has said, you know, the three times champions. It is absolutely unbelievable, and I hope there were so many people watching that who were thinking, oh, maybe I will go to Anfield next week, maybe I won't, and now they've booked their tickets.
The only negative, Philippa, is the injury to Leanne Cairn, and it looked a nasty one. I don't think it was a particularly bad challenge. I think it was just unfortunate. But she seemed to twist something or something. And you just hope it's not too bad. But she was obviously in a lot of pain, and she couldn't put any weight on it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I've read a few comments saying it was actually quite a reckless tackle.
I thought it was a
foul. Although the Chelsea player, I'm not too sure who it was, although they actually got the ball, they basically went through Kiernan to get it. And for me, it's just, it's really gut-wrenching, because I think she's a massive part of this side.
Top scorer last season.
She's just that out ball for us. And, I think Andy's right. I think she's probably the most rounded of all of our forwards. She can play up front. She can play on the right. She can play on the left. You know, she's that pace out from the back, but also she can hold the ball up. And I just hope it's not as bad as what it looked, because it looked like she could be out for a considerable period of time. And, you know, it's probably the only negative out of the whole game, really. And, you know, it's such a shame for her. Hopefully, like I say, fingers crossed, it's nowhere near as bad as it looked.
Yeah, because it's not an area of the pitch where there's loads of depth. Like, there's Charisse van der Sanden to come back. We got her next week. It was great seeing her bouncing around on the pitch, by the way, because she was in the stands not far from us, but then towards the end, she was just like, get me down there. So Bossy bouncing about. Apparently she'll be all right for Everton, but so she'll probably come in and it'll be sort of a direct replacement. But you know, when you see him, you know, we're putting a left wing back up top because that's the best option, and maybe that was a bit to do with, you know, what the game was. Listen, I love Taylor Hines. I think she's a brilliant player, but she's not a left forward, and so, you know, that sort of worries you a little bit, really. You know, you want to have the options. You know, ideally you'd have, you know, Kiernan starting, and maybe she's coming on and having that, you know, option or whatever, or starting both of them out, Lawley comes on. You want that extra threat, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's whether or not the club can have a look at maybe bringing Ash Hodgson back, because she's on loan.
Well,
she has got an injury. I don't know how serious that is, but, you know, if it isn't too serious, maybe they can look to bring her back in if you know, Kiernan is out for a long period of time, because I wouldn't like us to go the rest of the season with basically just Kate Stengel as an option for a centre forward. You know, it's nowhere near enough for me. And I know the club did really want to get in another forward as well before the end of the transfer window, and it didn't quite come off. But it's a bit of a worry if, you know, if we've only got Kate Stengel there to come in, basically. So hopefully it's not too bad.
It's one for another day. I talked to Michael. We were watching it together, and yeah, tense towards the end. You know what I mean? But some let off when the final whistle went.
I was up the wall. Like, last 10 minutes, I looked at the clock and I was like, surely it's about 89, 90, like 75. Like, I was fuming. I was so fuming. And then normally I've got Andy. Andy Bell likes to whip out the time for the other time. He was nowhere to be seen today. So.
You know what the worst thing is? My phone was dead, so I had to ask the woman next to me, who I'd never met before in my life, do you mind timing this? Because I was hyperventilating. It read 2:30 on her clock, and then I looked back at it 10 minutes later, and it was 3 minutes. I'm like, what's going on here? It was one of those where it's just every second felt so long. But as of sort of the rest of the game, Liverpool didn't look like they were going to concede. We weren't hanging on. It wasn't luck. It wasn't, you know, a missed chance or a sitter. Liverpool were set up perfectly.
Yeah, battling like that was just like the midfield. I thought I was a bit worried of Missy Bowen there, and the way they dominated, and their shape is fantastic. Yeah. The way they move together is phenomenal. So I was a bit worried that she'd be a bit isolated. So Fernie come on, flying into the challenges, like seeing a few tackles on Daniels, and also like at the end, full blooded, 85th minute or so. It was just that was the relief, that was the let off, that you knew that they were fighting to the last moment, and then your best impressions from Laws of the Ben Foster style esque footy. So yeah, all in, absolutely brilliant let off. Was made up with it.
Yana Daniels will play arguably one of the most important parts in this season, I feel, because she wasn't massive sort of in the team last season. And you know, the team sort of changes from what it starts with. Like, Hodgson starts every game, more or less, start of the season. She's now out on loan. It's amazing how quickly things can change. Daniels sort of toils a little bit, comes into her own towards the end, but you see in pre-season she gets numbers, she gets goals, she gets assists. See if she can get us 5 goals, 5 assists this season, that could be absolutely humongous for us. And she just looks effective. She's big, she's strong, she's got pace, she can get to the byline, and sometimes that's just a little bit of what you need in a division like this, where you are going to struggle and where you are maybe not the best technically. So yeah, I think she's going to be master for this season. I thought she was really effective when she came on.
Well, Carla Humphries is another one who we didn't see much of last season, but another manager really waits. I mean, I'm not going to ask you about her performance, because she basically came on for the celebration, which is like great vibes. But one of those things. But defensively, you know, we've talked a lot about the attacking players and the impact the sorts of subs came on, but absolutely fair play to that back line, Philippa, because they're playing against some of the best forwards in the world. And then when you've played against them, they bring on some others. I think Beth England's a brilliant footballer. She can't even get in this team. When she came on, she was a nightmare. She was obviously at Liverpool for the short time on loan. You know, so we know all about it. But, you know, for those, you know, players who've been playing, you know, second tier football for quite a while, won't have come up against anything like that quality, you know, for to just immediately be able to step up and deal with it as well as they did is remarkable, really.
Yeah, I mean, I was really concerned, especially after the first couple of minutes, about them getting in behind us, because I feel like it's and also I just feel like it's something that we do lack at the back, is that little bit of pace that if somebody runs in behind, we can't really get back to them. But I thought we dealt with everything really, really well. They didn't get, you know, overly flustered with anything, even, like say, even though Chelsea had so much of the ball and, you know, they were putting us under pressure constantly, they weren't having chances. And I just think that really bodes well for the rest of the season. If Chelsea can struggle to create chances against our defence, then I think most teams are going to struggle to create chances against us. I don't know. I mean, I know people within the supporters club who believe that we can finish top half of the table, and I've been a little bit, can you just calm down a bit? Like,
you were saying we're going to win the league at the end.
I was. I'm all about like survival first and then see where that takes us. But I have to say, we shouldn't be afraid of anybody. If we can do that to Chelsea today, we can do it to anybody in this league. So bring them on, I say. Bring on the derby next week. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be very different challenges this season, Harriet. I mean, Chelsea, you know, gave a you know, very unique challenge of being, proven to be the best team in the league. We'll have more of the ball next week. You know, we might not get 2 penalties, and so it'll be up to us to create a little bit more. But what they will have is belief. And that's what they'll have to, you know, the togetherness that Philippa was talking about before. And so, you know, next week we'll probably have to show a little bit more in terms of, you know, can we break a team down who maybe tried to do a little bit of, you know, what we did to Chelsea today, you know. So you know, there'll be new challenges each time, but they seem to believe that they can cope with anything that another team throws at them.
Yeah, we were so good at frustrating them today, and it'll be a challenge how we cope with it when other teams are frustrating us. But what they will take from today, like you said, is a huge amount of confidence and a huge amount of, right, we can really crack on from here. Because I think getting that first win on the board is always a huge moment. I know whenever the speaking to some of the strikers that came in, when Katie came in, she was like, getting that first goal is so important. And it's the same for the team, getting that first win when they just feeling like they belong in the league, because that has to be in the back of their minds. You can come up and think, okay, we're the new girls in town, and we don't want people to think we're just here to make up numbers, but actually getting there and consolidating your position, and they've done that so early on, and that's what's going to have a really positive impact on the rest of the season, especially heading to Anfield and taking the Merseyside derby, which I know is a game they'll all be looking forward to and have marked on their calendar for a long time. So yeah, so it's a positive win in terms of the mentality, but also the physicality that they showed today. I thought it was so impressive, the way that they really were getting stuck into every single battle, some of the duels that they won, some of the second balls that they were picking up, especially in that last part of the game. So really, really impressive. Matt Beard just looked like he had a lovely afternoon. The way he celebrated when the penalty came.
So we all did this preview show on the Wrap the other week there, and what I said, I think we were all in agreement, was your sort of bottom six outside of your Manchester clubs, your Chelsea, Arsenal, and maybe Spurs in there as well. Spurs was kind of the litmus test as to actually where we were. I sort of said, you know, bottom six, every game's winnable. We should be going into every game hoping for a win. We're not going to win every game there, but every game we should be playing to win anyway. I said the two Manchester clubs and Spurs will give us a bit of an idea of where we're at. There's not pressure on, but you don't want to be getting hammered by them. And Chelsea and Arsenal are complete free hits. And I sort of said, just write them off. So for us to even be competitive in this game today would have been a massive bonus for me. To get a point would have been a miracle. And honestly, to win tonight, I dread to think when I'm leaving the Clipper here, I dread to think. Honest to God.
Absolutely. Listen, we're all feeling fantastic. It was great to see Prenton Park so busy today, even though we've been up and down to park where we normally do. Fantastic to have so many people. Amazing to get a Liverpool win. Made up that Katie Stengel has rammed Andy Bell's words down his throat. And she's.
Katie, I apologize.
But it's just brilliant to start the season so brightly, you know, where, as I say, we are a little bit surprised. We'll never doubt Matt Beard's mighty Reds ever again. And well, listen, we'll see what happens this season. We'll see what happens. But what I would say is that the more people who can get involved, listen, the better chances they've got of doing really well. And so come down, get your tickets for Anfield next week. Andy, what do you want?
We're gonna win the league. Not gonna believe us. We're gonna win the league again.
Sports Social Podcast Network.